The Hooded Coat by Auguste Gleize. Auguste Barthélemy Gleize was a mostly self-taught artist who also trained for a time in the studio of Achille and Eugène Deveria. He enjoyed a solid career as an official painter and won numerous prizes at the Paris Salon with his vast canvases depicting historical and religious subjects. His Blood of Venus was acquired by the state in 1846 and deposited with the Musée Fabre, where it stood out in the collection as a rare example of the contemporary art of its day. Gleize was active in Montpellier, where he painted numerous commissions for churches and portraits, and was one of the very few local artists to achieve national recognition. The young Alfred Bruyas, early in his career as a collector, naturally looked locally for affordable talent and began a lasting partnership with Gleize, who was the only artist to remain within the Bruyas stable throughout his lifetime, producing several portraits, including one painted just a few weeks before his death. In Gleize, Bruyas found a faithful artist who had no qualms about translating his patron's wildest Baroque imaginings into paint, such as this portrait of Alfred Bruyas, known as Le Burnous, the Hooded Coat. After two journeys to Italy in 1846 and 1848, Bruyas hoped to display a new, formal portrait of himself, expressing his evolving ambition and self-image beyond that of the young provincial amateur painted by Gleize in 1846, or the prodigal son astonishing his fellow citizens under his father's benevolent gaze in the interior of Bruyas's cabinet. Emulating the example of the great Renaissance princes and patrons, Bruyas had himself portrayed as a new Medici, a protector of the arts. The young woman at his side, crowned with a laurel wreath, represents Italy, while the tulip and shawl, brought back as gifts by his friend the painter Jules Laurence from a journey to Persia, symbolize the Orient, which was increasingly in vogue. The Panama hat is an allusion to the new world of the Americas. Looking beyond the Renaissance, Bruyas sees himself as the guardian of the proud tradition of patronage that characterized the height of the Roman Empire, symbolized by his ostentatious ring, made from a Roman intaglio, and the antique ruins in the background. Bruyas is shown here at the height of his power and ambition, a far cry from the image of torment and suffering presented in his later portrait as Christ crowned with thorns by Marcel Vidier.